From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Travelers will have a better understanding of road conditions using the Minnesota Department of Transportation's improved winter road condition descriptions. The old winter road descriptions were good, fair, difficult, and hazardous travel not advised. The new descriptions are normal, partially covered, completely covered, travel not advised, and closed. The changes were made because the descriptions were deemed subjective and the public didn't always understand or look at the meanings listed on the MnDOT Hazardous Weather website. MnDOT also looked at what other states in the area used as descriptions for winter road conditions and adopted those from Iowa. The thought is that it's easier to understand that roads are partially covered rather than fair, or completely covered instead of difficult. The changes are part of Governor Dayton's administration-wide effort to implement plain language when communicating with Minnesotans. In its regular session this week, the Grand Marais City Council voted unanimously to accept a proposal from Mark Peterson Design and Consulting for the creation of a design, construction plan, and budget for the conversion of the existing Visitor Information Center into an expanded public toilet facility. The proposal, in an amount not to exceed $1,250, was solicited by the city in response to a long-acknowledged need for additional public facilities in the downtown area. In other business, J. Aerosmith DeCoux, representing the Grand Marais Library Art Committee, sought the approval of the city for the possible placement of a sculpture in the green space south of the library. The sculpture is one of two finalists being considered as recipient of the $10,000 legacy grant for public art obtained by the library. After some discussion, the council agreed to the location if the sculpture is the final selection. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Tom Landwehr on Monday said he expects the agency's work on the PolyMet draft environmental impact statement to be completed by early spring. It's the most specific deadline so far in the ongoing regulatory saga over what would be Minnesota's first copper mining and processing operation. Public hearings were held on the PolyMet proposal in January, and the public comment period closed in March. The state brought in extra help for what was called a tsunami of comments. In all, Landwehr said the agency received about 58,000 comments. Among those were about 8,000 unique subjects or thoughts, he said, that regulators must respond to. The DNR, U.S. Forest Service, and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are reviewing, categorizing, and analyzing the comments to determine how best to respond to the issues and concerns raised. PolyMet plans a $600 million open-pit mine and processing center near Hoyt Lakes, employing 300 people for 20 years or more, mining and processing copper, nickel, platinum, palladium, and possibly other valuable metals. Supporters say the project can be done without long-term harm to the environment, providing an economic boost to the regional economy. Critics say the long-term potential for acidic runoff from copper-bearing rock and other potential water pollution problems aren't worth the relatively short-term jobs created. They say the boom-and-bust cyclical nature of the mining industry is not sustainable for the region. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.